Hey everybody, what's up? This is Adam from the Working Title Podcast. This is episode 6, and today we've got a pretty big group with us. We've got a newcomer, Mr. Eric.
Woo!
We've got Dale back.
Hi.
We've got Matt and his friend Nick.
Yes, hold on, catch you a fish. Sea bass!
Yeah, sea bass!
Sea bass! Represent sea bass California buyers!
Alright, we've got Angel.
Woo! Yeah, die!
Laura.
Hey!
And Ryan.
Hello!
Yeah, and so.
Hello?
If we start just like talking or yelling out random things, that's because some of us are playing games while we're doing this podcast. Matt and I are going to hook up at one point.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait.
Oh, God.
Do some things
oh, God.
In Animal Crossing.
Ooh, generic gay joke.
Yes. So speaking of Animal Crossing, that is exactly where we're going to start off. Let's talk about it. For Wii, it just came out today.
Some people
so
got it early.
I have one question. What is with Nintendo and releasing games on Sundays?
That's their thing.
Yeah, I don't
They've
know.
Always done that. Days. Oh. Who do they think they are?
They've always done that.
Yeah, but you got
they're Nintendo. Nintendo.
Well,
they can do whatever
okay,
they want.
There's a reason.
Yeah,
Nintendo,
but what about places like
trying
Walmart
to say,
that release stuff on Tuesday?
Well, that's what they always do.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, Nintendo's trying to say they're better than church. You should buy Nintendo products instead of going to church. And I'm going to agree with that.
So,
it's more fun.
I'm just starting this game right now. First of all, so who has it? It's me, Matt, and Laura. Mm-hmm. Is that
Laura's
all?
Had
yeah.
it since
so
Thursday,
far.
Right?
I have.
Yeah, Laura, tell us about that. Tell us how you got that with your sex.
My
needs.
Special powers?
Favorite.
Yes.
That's what we're calling it. I just called a ton of Walmarts. I had to call like 50 Walmarts before I found one that had it. And I think they're...
Where did you find out that they were selling them early?
On GameFAQs.
Oh, okay.
Some people said
really?
That they had it. Yeah. So I called
Who
a bunch
knew?
Of Walmarts. And
GameFAQs is useful sometimes.
Can you believe it?
No, it's not.
Oh.
How many
yeah.
Walmarts
sorry,
do you
GameFAQs
have in Arizona?
There are...
What?
Okay, there's... The ratio of white trash to Walmarts is like a direct, it's a mathematical function.
1 to 1.
So,
1 to 1.
There is a lot of white trash in Arizona, a lot of
Walmarts. And there's only a couple.
There.
It has
well,
to do with the NASCAR.
Yeah, so Laura,
constant,
Laura
right?
continue with your story.
No, I was just saying that that's how I got it. I called a bunch of Walmarts, and I got an employee that was probably retarded or something, and they
wow.
didn't know they weren't supposed to sell it early.
I don't think we're supposed
so
to say retarded on the podcast.
But
special.
You should.
No, Laura can say it.
Yeah, I can say it because I'm retarded, so...
I'm sorry.
I'm part of the club.
All right, I got a can.
Oh, my
nice.
God, Matt.
In Walmart?
Like Mexican?
No, in Animal Crossing.
Mexican.
you fish a Mexican out of the ocean?
Where else would
hey.
You get the... Oh, no, you actually get Dominicans from the ocean.
Cubans from the ocean.
As a Dominican-American, I find offense. I take offense.
Dominican-American. There's no such thing. You guys aren't legal.
Shut up.
Ooh. Cold.
Who knows what Matt is, though?
I think the Baja men. Well, one of the Baja men is from the Dominican Republic, so...
Yeah?
So
I thought they're all Jamaican.
Oh, yeah, right. That's what they want you to think.
Yeah.
Aren't they the
there aren't
the
Jamaican?
They just want to be Jamaican so that people won't discriminate against them. Anyway,
yeah,
Animal
so
Crossing
anyways,
is great.
Yeah, Laura, you didn't get the Wii Speak with it, right?
I didn't because Walmart doesn't sell the Wii Speak bundle, so I have to go and get it probably from GameStop or something this week.
But Matt, you did?
I didn't get the bundle. I had to buy it separate.
Hold up.
Okay. See, I got the bundle, and I'm very happy about that, because nobody at GameStop knew, like, what was going on. Like, they had signs up for it, but it was just, like, nobody knew that they were there. It's kind of like, I put my reserve down for Animal Crossing the game, like, a few weeks ago or whatever, and, sorry, I'm trying to read and talk at the same time. So I put my reserve down.
You can't even
down,
walk and chew gum.
And, like, I... Huh? Yeah, right. I put my reserve down and asked them, like, if you could reserve the bundle, and nobody knew that there was a bundle. But then, like, a few weeks went by, and they put the signs up for the bundle. I'm like, okay, cool. So can I change it now? And they're like,
I'm sure they're
we only still have the game listed. I'm like, but you got to sign up right there about the bundle. And they're like, oh, you know, we don't know anything. So finally, today apparently was the first day that they knew they were getting bundles, and so I went there and switched my reserve to the bundle, and everything got hunky-dory.
I bought it from Walmart, and they had a sticker up for the bundle on the glass case, and I've seen them at other Walmarts too, and they don't sell them at Walmart, so they only have the game and the Wii Speak separate.
You would think that they would have more bundles than they would just the regular games, because they're trying to push the Wii Speak, you know what I mean?
I know.
Yeah.
You'd think that they would get it out there.
Well, I mean, they definitely want you to spend that extra $10, but I can see what you're saying. Like, I mean, you know, people are more enticed to buy it.
How much is the bundle? $70?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So it's $10 cheaper.
Yeah. I mean, what other games are out there right now that are going to use
none.
The Wii Speak?
None.
Conduit.
High School Musical 3.
No, the Conduit, there it goes.
Yeah.
Oh, the Conduit?
They're adding it late into the game, though.
Yeah, but it's there.
That's cool.
That's good.
Yeah. I don't know when that comes out. Is that this year or next year?
Next year. Like around March, I think?
When? What's that one about?
Yeah.
It's an FPS.
FPS, and it looks sweet. Published by Sega.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, they just announced that a few weeks ago.
Don't let Sonic Team touch it.
Yeah,
team.
No kidding.
He'll just turn into a
roll up a newspaper and just smack him in the face if they try to get close to that game.
Hey, we want. Can we get part of this?
Nope. Slap in the face. Judo chop.
You want to put Sonic in it? No.
Okay, can I talk about Animal Crossing?
I need some help. I need some help. What should I name my town?
Coontown.
We already told you what you should name it.
Wait,
Coonville.
Hold on. My DS town. My DS town was named Mitoshi, which kind of means my town in Japanese, more or less.
Stupid.
Mitosis.
Yeah. Are you a weirdo or something?
How many? Actually, I'm gonna see how many characters there are.
Eight.
Japanoville.
Japedophile.
That's it.
Wait, how do you?
Japedophile. Like.
Name it Herbieville.
Japanophile. But except your Japanese kid lover.
So okay.
I kept my town name from my DS game Smexland.
Smex.
Top hat mafia.
Oh my god! Yeah, I'm gonna have dodging grenades left and right. That's what I have.
I think that's more than 8 characters. I don't think it'll work.
Dodging grenades left and right. That's what I have.
You just have arrows representing the left and right.
Yeah,
a few more than 8.
But dodging grenades still won't fit.
All right. Well,
on my head.
So I guess I'll name it my.
Okay. Can I talk about Animal Crossing now?
Push some
talk about it.
It is great. It's everything you loved from the original Animal Crossing, plus more. Except not the Nintendo games. Minus the Nintendo games.
I read online that on this one, like, wherever you run, you start to wear a path, like, in the grass wherever you go, so that you pretty much wear the grass down.
Oh my god, Andor would die.
I don't know.
Were you able to do that in the DS version?
No, you can like run up and like destroy flowers if you ran over them.
Yeah, that was so great.
That's about it.
But anyway,
not my flowers.
This game actually, you know, people have been saying that the game looks exactly the same as the other versions or whatever. They actually improved a lot of things. All the fish are now fully 3D.
Yeah.
Which they weren't in
next gen.
I know that sounds silly, but it's a big improvement
next
from last game.
Animal Crossing, now with real fish.
Your character is actually fully 3D now, like your hair is a separate object from your head. It's not just like a 2D texture.
And you don't have to...
Have you put on your Mii mask
yet? Yep, I'm wearing my Mii mask right now.
I thought that it would look weird, but it doesn't. The Mii mask looks cool. No.
Where is this checkpoint?
In the water in this game looks really good too. It looks like
Thank you,
it's glowy.
Thank you,
Lord. What
real
you
water.
Real water. Oh god.
People got excited over the water. God.
Yeah. No. Anyway.
Okay, guys. I'm going into my town.
Oh wow.
This game is really cool.
So how did you like the city, Matt? What did you do in the city?
I went in that really expensive shop, was going to buy a tuxedo, but I realized I don't want to spend that much money on a tuxedo. Let's see, what else? I went in that weird there's a like a gyroid shop. It's an auction house.
Yes.
But the gyroid, isn't that going to be awesome?
The gyroid is alive and he talks to you and it's really creepy because he's spinning around and like doing silly gyroid things the entire time, but he's talking to you like a British.
Oh my god, it's so funny. Boing. It's so distracting, isn't it?
Guys, this actually looks really good.
I know.
It's pretty.
Like, I didn't expect it to look this good. And so my character just came out of the bus, and now I am reminded how awesome he was in the DS one, because I imported him.
Oh, so what do you get from the DS version?
Your catalog.
Your character.
You get your full catalog. You get your catalog and your character.
You don't get your
you
money?
Can order
I'm gonna
stuff
check it out.
From your catalog.
You don't get any money?
No. Which means, Adam, I'm coming to your town, and I'm ordering stuff from your catalog.
Guys, can you hear me okay from here?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Just making sure, because I'm not, like, right
I think that the I think the auction thing is going to be really cool once they get it up and going. They said that, I think that the first auction is going to be, like, the 22nd.
What's the auction thing about?
You get to go bid on stuff that other people... I guess you can put stuff, you can take stuff that you want to sell, and you can put it, give it to the little gyroid, and he'll put it on display, and then other people can come and bid on it, I guess.
They made a
I'm not
gyroid
sure
and playing
exactly
character?
Works.
Yep. That's what I was
they
just talking
it, yeah.
about, weren't
That's,
you listening to
and
me?
He's ev- they, that
he wiggles
been,
around even more.
Laura's push
He's
for
the
that.
Most awesome character in the whole
yeah,
game.
Yeah, no, you had an army of them.
I know, I want to get another army. I haven't found any gyroids
Laura,
yet.
What new neighbors have you seen? I've seen, what did I see? I saw something new.
The koalas.
What do you mean, new
No,
neighbors?
The koalas
like
are from the last one.
New animals?
Yeah.
So far I've Skunk. Seen elephants, anteaters, koala bears.
There's something new that I saw. There's
ducks,
new frogs,
penguins.
Definitely.
Oh yeah, frogs.
Skunk.
The skunk is not a neighbor, actually. I found that it's a shoe shiner.
The skunk is so cool. Have you gotten your shoe shine yet? Your shoes shine?
No, because the first time I went there and I talked to him, I didn't have any bells.
Oh. He just takes you all back behind the building and he does stuff to
Whoa.
You.
Whoa.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, he gives the old recap.
Yeah.
Some
stuff out of a hose, huh?
It's cool. He just changes your shoes to the color of your outfit to match.
Oh.
So yeah, Matt, like, I've got to do the Tom Nook stuff before I get my friend
Yeah,
code.
I figured. It doesn't take that long.
Alright.
That's one thing I hated. Why didn't they change that around? It's like exactly the same. I mean, it was fun, but we've all done it
Cause
before.
Because for people who
different.
For people who haven't played, it's the perfect introduction on what you're going to do in the game. Because
yeah, but are there more people that haven't played or more people that have played that are getting
Yeah,
this game?
What do you mean?
I'm
in the
sure
world?
Wii sales are
in the
roof.
Entire world, there are more people that haven't played than have played this game.
Yeah, Wii sales are through the roof. I mean, they just outsold 360, PS3, and PSP. And this
Yeah, that was something for this month. Like, it's combined, or it sold more than all the other systems.
But it's like, okay, wow. Well then...
So lots of people are going to want to buy this game.
I mean, it's yeah. But the thing is with the Tom Nook thing, it's really not that big a deal. It takes like 20 minutes to do. If you've already done it,
I
it
hated
doesn't.
Doing that. God, it's so tedious.
It takes.
It's boring.
Yeah. Okay. I guess the ADD generation can't stand doing the same thing twice. Ever.
What are you
oh,
trying to
I've
say?
I've got oranges.
I'm trying to say you're retarded.
Huh?
I've got oranges.
You're retarded, Matt. Shut up.
Laura, did you hear me?
Yes, I heard you. I'm
okay.
fighting with Matt right now.
There we go. Whip!
I'm gonna go donate stuff
Anyways.
To my museum.
They don't have the boondocks anymore. You can't donate to them to get the feathers. They have the town fund, and I have no idea what it does. Have you seen that?
Oh no, I haven't.
They don't have. They
How
didn't
do
have
you,
that in the last game. Did you see? Now you can go to the Pelican, I forget her name, in the post office and complain about your neighbors. It's funny.
Oh,
you
can?
Like,
nice.
Yeah, you can go in there Watch and tell her like you have a problem with one of your neighbors and they're like writing dirty letters or something, or I can't remember what it was.
That's hilarious.
And she says that she'll go talk to them, but I don't know what happens. Like, I don't know if it pisses them off and they leave the town or what. But I saw that.
Hopefully.
Is there a way to change what kind of fruit you have for your town?
No.
You have to
what restart. Kind of fruit do you have, Adam?
Oranges.
What's wrong with that?
Like, I'm wondering if that's... I'm wondering if that's the kind I had in the DS one. I don't remember.
I had peaches, I think.
See, in the DS one, I eventually had every fruit, so I don't even remember what kind of fruit I originally had.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, we were pretty good about that. Where's my top hat? I need my top hat.
So far, they haven't. So far, I've gotten cherries and peaches from other people. But I still need apples, Matt.
Okay. Well, maybe if you'd be playing this right now. Are we going to play
maybe if I be playing
after
it.
The podcast? For everyone listening, we exist outside podcast.
to everybody that's listening.
Yeah. Are we going to be playing after this? Because
we're going to be playing during it.
Yeah, I know.
Well, Laura's not.
Yeah, but Laura, are you going to join us? But. Are we the only people that have it? I thought more people were going to get
it. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have it
no,
now.
No, it's just us three so far.
Disappointed Angel didn't get it.
Yeah, because I didn't.
I know, seriously,
you know, I just
Angel.
Spent $60 on Gears.
Do you want
to... Just think, Angel, you
sorry, I had to stop breathing right so I can actually take a snipe shot.
I've been spending so much money on games. I'm making a big mistake, but I've been buying every game that comes out, so...
Yeah, remember the...
Yeah,
Wii
me
is
too.
Bad?
Did you get Wii
no,
Music,
the only problem was mine was that
no,
I rented it on the same day that I went and bought it. I didn't think I was gonna get it in time. And
nice.
When I came home from work, I went out and bought it, and I came home and I saw, yeah, we just shipped you Gears of War 2. I was like, you bastards. And then it says right next to you keep it now for $45 because they take off because it's apparently used. They take off money, they take off like 10% from that, and then they have like a coupon for $5 and plus an additional 10% off. So it ends up $45, and I was like, damn it.
Okay, guys.
You got ripped off.
Hold
what
on.
Service is this?
Hold on, guys.
GameFly.
Guys, this
that's
is
awesome.
This is awesome. In Animal
GameFly
Crossing, in Animal Crossing, you can now make designs for. The front of your shirt, the sleeves, and the back of your shirt.
Oh my god, are you
yeah.
serious?
So you don't it doesn't
yeah,
have to be
surprise.
Oh my god, I'm gonna have so much fun.
I know.
Hello penis shirt.
Holy crap.
Adam, you're so gay.
Adam, so excited. It's not my fault that I love making pretty things.
He's so excited over getting to design clothes.
Hey.
Why the hell don't you have Little Big Planet, Adam?
Dude, I know! I'd be all over that shit.
Hey,
I know! So?
Oh no, only let's have one color palette at a time.
Use the Jew gold on your neck.
But black is always there.
What is with this Jew gold? I don't know what you guys are talking about.
See, that's why you deny it now, and then you spend it later.
There's
no
such thing as Jew gold.
Poor Adam. We're so mean to Adam. I'm sorry, Adam.
I like that color.
We're
not.
I do.
For like the color of the shirt.
Please forgive me.
How should I do that?
You should look up
you're not gay.
The ones
you're
from Mario Kart DS
colorful.
And make like mistakes.
Wow, these
I'm just
fruitful. Japanese fighters.
We're talking about we're still talking about Animal Crossing. Yeah, besides gay.
I want to say I am gay for Animal Crossing. If Animal Crossing was a dude. I'd be all over that.
I would suck Animal Crossing off.
Wow.
There's the censor sound right there.
I didn't
there.
Say where I would
final
suck
edit.
It.
He did not say...
There's a boop.
He did.
Okay.
I said... I.
Guys, I
there's
only have
gun.
So many sounds to censor
with. No, let's be mature. Let's be mature
geez.
About it. Sloppy.
Oh, my God.
Okay, guys, where should I... What house should I do? There's two
doggy
in, like,
style.
The southwest, and then there's two up,
high.
Like, in the north area.
Are we gonna play this whole game with you?
Yeah.
Oh, I see, okay. Do the southwest,
the
or whatever it is.
This is now the Animal Crossing podcast.
I've got a house on the beach. I've got a beachfront property.
All right, then I'll do that.
Speaking
too.
Of... Who's played Gears of War 2?
Me! Let's see, Waterlink, Little Bro, and some other guys, and I did Horde from level 1 to 50.
You guys need to help
oh, yeah.
me get the last six
I played
levels.
Waterlink as Kaysen.
Oh.
Yeah,
Kaysen,
right.
He changed his...
No, that's always been his online name.
Oh, his online
but,
name.
But,
No, it used to be he was using a Wallace account for a while, but then he got his own.
How long is that game?
Six hours,
yeah,
maybe?
Yeah, 6 hours, at least. It was good, though.
Single-play 6 hours?
It was good, though.
It's a really good story.
I'd imagine. I mean, the game just looks absolutely fantastic, and then the fact that they built upon, from their first one, that they said they didn't even want to do much of a story with this because they weren't sure if people would concentrate on it, and then all the effort that they put into the second one, they really care about this IP, and I really am interested in seeing how where they take it next.
Yeah,
it's just amazing.
You know what's interesting is a few of my friends were like bashing it just because it's such like, I don't know, it kind of seems like an unoriginal theme just because like, you know, you have these very stereotypical like beefed up characters who are just going through and shooting and killing, you know, stereotypical beefed up bad guys. Mm-hmm. What do you guys think about that? Because I kind of agree with it, but I mean, I still, you know, the game's still kind of fun to play, you know. It's not going to stop me from playing it.
It surprisingly has a lot of heart to it, though, with the COG characters in this one.
Yeah.
Like, Cole, single-handedly greatest character ever.
Oh, man, I love Cole.
And his speech that he gives over the intercom in the Locust Palace.
Priceless.
I was laughing
spoilers.
So hard. Oh, yeah, spoiler.
Yeah.
Post-spoiled spoiler.
And Baird. Baird was good, but not as annoying as he was in the first one.
I love Baird.
Actually, did you guys read the little descriptions of the items you get? The collectibles? Every single one, any like items you find, like foreign items that are from the Locust, Baird gives like a, I guess his interpretation of it, and it's hilarious.
Yeah, yeah. The war journal stuff.
What?
It's the war journal.
Yeah,
stuff.
The war journal stuff. Like whatever you find in the game, in the main quest. He gives like a little synopsis of what the item is and like what he thinks like it means. And it's
God, this pig loves me.
Yeah, it's really funny.
Like it's priceless. Some of the stuff, like you find a piece of like a parchment made out of like human skin. And
I'm totally taking
that,
this house.
Like, and then you find some other item later on, and you're like, that's what that symbol means on the pack of that skin thing. It's funny.
Yeah, how do you feel about the matchmaking?
It's terrible. 15,
yeah,
at least minimum it takes 15 minutes. If you're by yourself, it takes at least 15 minutes to find the game. While if you're with a crew.
I feel like not playing online. Like when I got it and I tried to play matchmaking, I really didn't want to play Gears of War anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I bought it, I never really liked the online to begin with, but like, actually it's a lot better this time because they underpowered the shotgun.
Yeah.
And so it's a lot more fun this time. And they made the Lancer a lot stronger too.
Matchmaking just
the
destroyed
Lancer,
it.
The Lancer is like the default assault rifle, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the thing is, like, they made the chainsaw. It's like the new shotgun now. Everyone's running around chainsawing everybody.
Yeah.
But it's kind of cool though.
Which is what they wanted.
I don't like the movement when you have the chainsaw out though. Like it's not. It switches movement. Like you only use one stick.
That seems counterintuitive.
Oh,
doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's because you're holding down B to rev it.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense, but it feels weird. Like it catches me off guard every time. Like I'm, oh god, what am I doing? I have to turn with this stick, not this one.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of.
But in Horde a few times it was kind of cool because you know, what are the guys called? The monkey dog guys.
Oh, the wretches.
Yeah, there you go. They would just like charge at us, and so all I had to do was like hold out my chainsaw, and they would just like run into me, like one after another, like vroom, 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 you know. So that was kind of fun.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that.
I liked what map have you been playing Horde on?
It's the one with the helicopter in the middle.
Oh, okay. I haven't played that one.
No, I did it in Avalanche.
Tried.
That was pretty fun.
I liked
Blood
Drive.
We tried Insane on, what is it, Canal?
Yeah.
Yeah, that didn't work too well.
I played on Hardcore, me and one other guy on Hardcore on Blood Drive, and we got through 11, I think, and then it was pretty crazy.
Wow, I can't, I did it on Casual.
No, it took us a good, like, 4 hours to get to level 30, or maybe, like, level 20 or something. But then, like, after that, it went a lot faster. But it was ridiculous, because, I mean, it took us 4 hours just to get through, you know, like, 20 levels of it.
Yeah. How many people were you playing with?
Four to five.
Oh, okay. I was only playing with, like, one other person. It's so hard.
Wow. You can... Yeah. Wow, that's crazy. You did 11 levels?
Yeah, it was really hard.
Me and my brothers tried it with just me and him on, I forgot. I think it was Blood Drive, and... We got to two levels.
Yeah, together.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, Blood Drive is crazy. You can just hold the upstairs room, but it gets so hard.
Yeah.
What's really good is the big boomer guys don't know how to kick over shields.
Oh, yeah, they don't. So the blood mounts.
Yeah, you can just keep them out and then just shoot them down.
Yeah, that's the best way, like, to not... Because I hate those mounts, man. They are terrible.
Oh, my gosh. Those things are the worst part of it. Mm-hmm. Like, I can take on some boomers, but those blood mounts are so
ridiculous.
Yeah, I
can take
on
boomers, I can take on grinders. Like, but, like, when once blood mounts come, and, like, I had... I was playing with... when I was playing on Avalanche, I my team just all unexpectedly all died, and we're on the wave 41.
Oh, wow.
And there's nothing, there's like three blood mounts, like everything is still on, and I did as best as I can. I got it down to like three more things, and like it was just two blood mounts, and I was just like, I'm dead.
Holy
me
crap.
And my shotgun.
19,800 bells for one house. Tom Nook, you were ripping me off.
I know.
But like they have, I think
he's all happy about it. He's got like
fix
flowers
streaming
from his body.
I don't know. I have a feeling that it's
no.
It's,
they're not going.
No,
to.
But it,
like,
it
would be, do you want it? Do you want it to go back to like the
no,
host
I mean,
kind
Halo
of thing?
No, wasn't that bad. And this is worse than Halo 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
that
really? Says a lot.
Yeah. Because
the
Halo
main,
3 was pretty bad. I was like, wow, this is terrible.
Yeah. The main problem is how it takes forever to get into a game.
And then
but
games
I think
last
it's because
like
everybody's playing it. Yeah.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
And
because
what, do you think that's because of the amount of traffic people are making for creating
maybe,
games and how many people are just doing it?
Maybe. I don't know. But it's ridiculous because once you're in the game, when I was playing, it was lagging out of control.
Oh,
because
I didn't have that
problem. You can't drop out of games without going back to the dashboard. And so people were doing that and slowing everything down and... It was just a mess. It felt like it wasn't even play-tested.
Laura, if you're so sleepy, why don't you talk?
Oh, I wasn't sleepy. I was just leaning on my keyboard.
Duh.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
Uh-oh.
Because I know nothing about this game. I'm not sleepy. Go ahead. I'm listening to you. It's very interesting.
Laura, you're our last track.
Very.
I guess moving on to Call of Duty, World at War, is...
Let's let Ryan talk about Orbeon.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
All right. Well, Orbeon and Gyrostar are a pair of WiiWare games that I downloaded one day when I was bored. I actually didn't even mean to download Orbeon. I couldn't remember what it was. I went to look at it, and you know how when they you get to the final part where you actually download the game, it switches cancel and download to the other sides of the screen, and I accidentally hit download. And but it turned out to be actually pretty cool. Orbeon. It's a very weird game. It's, you're this planet, and,
yeah, that looks really cool. That's like the physics-based one, right?
Yeah. And what it is you, you, use the A and B button, and you control either the gravitational pull of larger, planets, or you, control how the planet's going to, repulse you. And you know, kind of the same way as, I don't know if you guys have ever played the Flash game Gravity Pods, but it kind of takes along that idea.
Yeah.
You use the gravity and the repulsion of the planets to collect little smaller planets. What you want to do is collide with planets that are the same size as you, and you get bigger. And then as you get bigger, you try to take smaller planets and make them your moons.
I'm going to make you my moon.
Yeah.
Do you really like the physics aspects of it?
It's definitely very interesting. It doesn't seem like it would be that hard at first, but it gets ridiculously hard at times. Like, because you can if you can get caught as another planet's moon, and you can use that to your advantage or disadvantage. And
awesome.
And it's very addictive, but it's incredibly hard. There's just really no way to describe
how much.
How many points was it?
How much was it?
Shit.
was it 800?
I think I don't remember. I downloaded it a couple weeks ago.
And that was Orbeon?
Yeah, it's Orbeon.
So did you talk about Gyrostar? I wasn't listening.
Well, thanks a lot, you bastard, but no, I haven't talked a lot about Gyrostar yet.
What is Gyrostar? I know about Orbeon, that looked really cool, but I don't know anything about Gyrostar.
Gyrostar, it's okay. It's not incredibly good, in my opinion. It kind of takes, it's, think of, like, playing F-Zero, but it's not actually a race. Like, you're in a little hovercraft thing, and you're in a half pipe, and, what's going on is, you're trying to watch out for various enemies while trying to collect these little energy orbs, and, what's going on is, you're trying to collect these orbs so you can open up this portal at the end of the track, and, it's just, it's not very good. It look, you know, the sense of speed is really good, and the, you know, it's not what I thought it was. I thought it was more like a, top-scrolling shooter, like Ikaruga or something. Yeah.
Oh god.
Do you use the Wiimote sideways, or do you use it like pointer style so that you can tilt it and everything, or what kind of controls does it use?
I tell you what, give me about 2 minutes and I'll tell you, because I don't recall off the top of my head, because I've only played Gyrostar a couple of times and I wasn't incredibly thrilled with it, so hang on a second. I gotta turn on the.
Oh my gosh.
Gotta turn on the TV.
How much was that one, Ryan?
Ryan is turning on his TV right now.
That's right.
Oh, okay.
Don't interrupt him.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Interrupt me while I'm turning on my TV. Sorry. I will hunt you down and beat you with your left testicle.
I just made
right.
my Animal Crossing character. He's got my head from the me, and he's wearing a shirt I often wear. And it's me in the game now. It's pretty cool.
So it's like really you in the game, Matt.
Yeah.
Ooh.
He just made a.
That's pretty sweet.
He just made a Half-Life T-shirt.
Yeah, because I wear this. Wow. I wear a Half-Life 2 T-shirt often.
All right.
And I'm a nerd.
Like that.
Like a Half-Life 1.
No, well, I made it look like a 1 because you can't really tell. And if I made a 2, it would take up too much room. So. Looks like it says 2. Half-Life 2. But I actually lost this Half-Life 2 shirt. I just used to wear it all the time.
What game is next?
Well, just for the record, Gyrostar does use the Wiimote sideways. And you use the...
And you tilt it?
No, I don't believe you tilt it. You use the D-pad.
Okay. What the hell ever.
Yeah, who uses a D-pad?
Does the D stand for douche?
Great. I heard that one on Jeff Dunham's Christmas special.
Jeff Dunham.
God.
No, I think what
he's
you
not
mean
as
to
bad
say
as
is
Dane
Jeff
Cook.
Jeff Dunham's horrible.
No, he's worse. He is worse.
But
much worse.
Gyrostar does allow the option of maneuvering with the
listening to
movement.
Tilt?
Yeah, tilting. I just turned it on, and it makes it a lot harder. But that doesn't make it any more right. fun.
Adam, are you almost done working for Nook?
No, I'm still going around town talking to people.
Do you ever sing this song? Do you ever sing this song, Tom Nook? You go, I did it all for the Nookie.
Come on,
the Nookie.
Come on.
And you can take that cookie and stick it up your
butthole.
Stick it up your
butthole. Butthole.
That's how it goes, I think.
So who's?
I've never sang that song before.
And you can take that cookie and sell it to me. Yeah.
Let's talk about Call of Duty, Angel.
Sell it to me,
it's
yeah.
Basically, it's Call of Duty 4 with a World War II skin over it. Graphically, the game looks amazing. Game looks like the backgrounds and everything look great.
Gameplay-wise,
plays just like Call of Duty 4, except for the AI is extremely stupid. And the enemies have really good grenade-tossing abilities. And they have
grenade
a lot of
dogs.
Them, apparently. I literally just saw 3 grenades come flying at me in a cluster form, all precisely pinpoint
so
where I was.
So you just got cluster fucked, basically.
Yeah, I was basically just a giant sign saying, "Here, you're cluster fucked." Like they bring their own artillery strike with a grenade. Like there's no point for having airstrikes or mortar fire because they throw grenades about 80 yards. Apparently they're all really good at tossing stuff. Some of them are flame resistant too sometimes. There's a level where you walk around with your flamethrower and you can usually when you burn person once, you know, they're dead.
What game are we talking about?
Call of Duty.
World
Resident
at
War. Call of Duty.
Resident Evil 2?
The story is not too compelling like it was in 4. It basically you get most of the exposition in the loading screen of the chapter you're in, and it basically goes over what your mission is, and then that's it. Your characters aren't that memorable. I haven't beaten the game because it's a trial and a half to get through it in veteran.
Sable's not talking to me. God damn it!
Surprise, surprise.
Oh, when you said that, that reminds me. Wait, did I talk about Fable 2 last time? Oh yeah, I did. Never mind.
Yeah.
Sable, Fable, Mabel,
yeah.
Able.
And I don't know. I just hate the lack of teammates in this game. Like everything won't proceed unless you move up and risk your ass. So you have to
that's
Rambo
how it was in the last one.
Almost every single time.
Let's get Dirk.
It's the only way to proceed.
Sorry.
This is developed by a different studio, though, right? It's not actually developed by the Call of Duty studio that did the fourth
two
one.
Studios, Activision or Treyarch and Infinity Ward. And
this one was done
by
Infinity Ward.
Yeah, 4 was done by Infinity Ward, and then Treyarch did this one, and they
did all the bad ones. They did all like the Call of Duty 1, 3, and something else, and those were not nearly as good as
the
other
ones.
They did Call of Duty. They did Call of Duty 3 and Call of Duty World of War.
Yeah.
World of Warcraft.
Warcraft.
Call of Duty World of Warcraft.
But not. They didn't do Call of Duty 1. Call of Duty 1 was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The online aspect is just like 4, except now they added like maps that are, you know, big for like vehicles, like tanks. Tanks are extremely slow, and the maps that have them are way too big for their own good, because you're only allowed 6 people on each squad.
What do I know about
beer? You know, so it's like you're hunting people down in this giant map for no reason. And they could just easily add more people.
Are they like the size of like Battlefield 2 maps or something?
No, that's
those maps
big.
Are pretty big.
Yeah, those are really big. No, I'm talking like maybe, let's see, like a good size. I guess like a.
Oh god,
Blathers.
Are you guys talking about DDR?
Blood
now?
Gulch. Blood Gulch.
Yeah,
yes.
Probably. Yeah,
DDR.
Blood Gulch size.
Yeah, does Call of Duty have Blood Gulch in it?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, the cool thing about it speaking about blood, is that it's very, very, very brutal game. You see people's limbs fly off easily.
What's it rated?
It's mature, but like it's really brutal. Like in the beginning scene of the game, you're captured, and you're in a Japanese POW camp, and and one of your fellow capturees is his neck is sliced open, and you see it flop open as he falls down to the ground. So it's like wow. And then like throughout the game, like I just shot this guy's arm off with a machine gun. Like I was like, wait, no, I can't believe his arm's not really on there. And I look down, his arm's really not on his body anymore. And it's like,
wow.
I mean, it's like. You're kind of used to it. Like, Gears of War 2, I'm, like, slicing people in half or, like, exploding them, like, sticking them grenades. But, like, it's, like, comical a little bit. Not like, real. This is, like, it's, like, Saving Private Ryan type stuff. Like, I saw a guy step on a mine and just... Like, wow,
You sound like you're recounting real war stories now.
Yeah, that's what basically
it
is.
Are my best friend step on a mine?
Are you having flashbacks now?
Yeah, a little bit. I'm having a little PTSD.
He's having Vietnam flashbacks. It's really weird because he's playing a World War II game.
Wow.
Yeah, it's kind of... It's a mindfuck. And, what's funny is that...
Wear a brain
it's
condom.
A little bit questionable, too. Like, the Russians are very brutal against the Germans. Like, you play two campaigns. You play the Americans storming Japanese front, and then plays the Russians getting Germans out of Russia, I guess. And like these guys are so like hell bent on revenge for what happened that they're extremely, like, they'll shoot fleeing German. They tell you to shoot fleeing Germans, like shoot anybody who's still alive.
Wow.
Like, at one point, like in like I think the fifth mission, you're rescued again, and you start off. And it was like they just rescued you, so there's like slowly bleeding out Germans, and they're like, kill them. And like other guys are questioning it, so it's pretty interesting. But like overall, the game is not worth another $60.
Really?
Yeah.
What'd you
definitely
get it for?
Not. I mean, it's nothing. The can't the even the online aspect is. It's just Call of Duty 4. If you have Call of Duty 4, there's no point to go on, even try to get the new one.
Did you buy it?
I rented
it.
I'm not going to buy this piece of shit.
Okay.
What's it for? Okay. PS3 or 360?
PS3, 360, Wii.
DS.
No, but...
N-Gage.
Yeah, did you get it for N-Gage, or what did you
get it? I got it for my Game Boy Pocket.
Sega Saturn?
Mine is just an iPhone app.
Actually, I got it for my ColecoVision.
You pull the limbs off of Japanese soldiers. On my iPhone app.
That's the iPhone version I heard.
Yeah.
Nice. Oh, God. If only you could see what goes on in the text chat.
Speaking of pulling limbs off, I'll just leave it at that. Never mind.
I'll just leave it at that. Nice segue.
No, there's a demo out for a game that everybody should be excited for. It's called Left 4 Dead.
Ah.
Yeah.
Ah, yes.
Oh, is the demo out?
Yeah, the demo's out on
nice.
WiiWare and N-Gage Marketplace.
No, sweet. It's on Xbox Live.
Speaking of demos, have you guys tried Tom Clancy's End War?
No, because it's a RTS, and I don't like RTSs.
Yeah, I tried it. It's okay. It's kind of cool, though, that you can control stuff with your voice. Because, like, I always wanted that to be,
like women.
Something that I did. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but this is more
like,
actual logically happening.
Did any of you guys get Hey You Pikachu for the 64?
No, Adam.
No,
no, I heard retarded kids like that.
No.
I heard retarded kids right, like that because they could finally accomplish
well, I got
the
it.
Yelling
you also
gibberish.
Pokemon Snap and Pokemon Ranch or whatever it is.
Pokemon Snap.
Dude, Pokemon Snap
Pokemon
is
Snap
the shit.
Lasts
hey, guys.
2 hours.
Who wants to hear a great story about Pokemon Snap?
I do.
Sure.
Let's do it.
I traded my friend Miguel when I was in 7th grade.
I
traded him Pokemon Snap for his copy of Ocarina of Time.
Nice.
Because
good trade.
He wanted it. And so later...
Oh my god, best trade ever.
Traded,
oh yeah.
He came to my house and we were hanging out. We were in the middle of playing Ocarina of Time, grabbed it out of my N64 while we were still playing... and ran out of my... like, tried to run out of my house. Didn't ask for it back. Didn't ask if he could trade back. Just tried to steal it back from me. And that was... I got into a fist fight with him inside my house.
Fisticuffs.
Keep in mind that we were, like, best friends, and we hung out, like, every day.
Wow.
And
so old were
you? Learn your lesson. Never
I was
Spanish
12.
Guys again.
Yeah,
jeez.
And so...
Miguel was Korean.
Yeah.
Oh.
But I, this is weird. He didn't successfully steal it. I
same thing.
I kicked
Koreans in their Spanish.
I kicked him out of
names.
My house.
Kicked, punched him in the butthole.
Yeah, I punched him in the butthole.
God.
No, it's just don't. That's a good story about Pokemon Snap. It's not worth it, but it's definitely worth trading for Ocarina of Time
yeah,
and then getting in a fight.
That's
over
awesome
Ocarina
that he came
time.
Back. Like, did he come back the next day or that same day?
No, it was like. No, it was like a week later that we were hanging out because we hung out like every day.
That's weird. Like,
and we were just playing Ocarina
it's like,
of Time.
Wow, this game's so bad it make your friends turn on you.
Yeah, I know. You know that game was awesome. The first time through that game, the whole 45 minutes it took me to play that
yeah.
game, I was like, "Holy crap, Pokemon 3D! That's amazing."
Yeah, it was fun.
And then
all of a sudden, like, wow,
then after
it?
I beat it, I'm like, "Yeah, I never want to play this again."
I rented it from Blockbuster, and I was like.
Didn't they have, like, kiosks at Blockbuster
yeah.
that you could print
yeah,
out?
I
printed
it out.
I have a...
Actually, my picture
yeah.
was a 900-point picture of Dragonite.
My picture...
How high did you guys get in Mew?
I don't even remember.
I got 9... Was... I think the top was 10,000, so I got 9,990. I could never get 10,000.
You gotta wait until he. 10, you have to wait until he winks at you. That's when you get the extra one.
Oh really?
No, I lied.
You just wanted to look cool.
Well, way to crush my dreams, Matt. Thanks.
My name's Nick.
Hi, Nick.
My name's Nick.
Way to crush my dreams, Nick.
Thank you.
And Matt.
Matt's fishing. He's been fishing for the past like 3 hours.
Yeah, I told the story about the Ocarina of Time though. But
yeah,
I'm
good.
Also fishing.
Okay.
I caught a
tuna.
Now
that we've got you guys straight. All
right. Straight. Yeah, all right. Right.
Yeah. Hey, Flatty Bo Batty.
Flatty Bo.
So, what? How about Banjo-Kazooie, guys?
Oh, it's really great. You know, some people might be put off by the vehicle thing at first because you don't get the platform or whatever. But it's really fun.
What happens at the end?
I'm not going to give the spoiler alert to what happens at the end of the game, but
Banjo-Kazooie dies.
Pleasant surprise.
No, you die.
Or they make a movie.
Sorry.
Right.
they make a
no,
movie.
It's really cool. The vehicles you get to make are really cool. You know, it's you think like, oh, you spent a lot of time building one awesome vehicle, but what the game, the purpose of the game is actually when you get a new challenge, you're supposed to build a vehicle for that challenge. Not build one ultimate vehicle to do everything and get new parts.
That's dumb.
No,
it's really cool.
It's really cool because then you're forced to be creative at every new challenge.
Trust me, I work for Rare.
Every single time.
No, it doesn't take that long.
No, designing vehicles is a ton of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It's different. It's different.
I think
than
we should probably explain why everyone's laughing most of the time. This is because of the chat session that's going on next to it. Someone should really save this and release it along with the podcast. This is quite
it's
awesome.
Saved.
Yeah, it saves. Yeah, it saves
it's
automatically.
Been saved for, like, I think 2 years now.
Yeah,
I'm not looking at the chat.
Yeah,
because
I'm
playing Animal
playing
Crossing.
Call of Duty,
so.
I hear it going off though. Yeah, we have the chat.
Yeah, me too.
11-2.
What's going on? I'm gonna check this out.
Oh, it's so funny. Ew! Who is making that weird, nasty noise with their mouth? Stop it.
It's you, Laura. Don't lie.
Yeah, at the same time that I'm talking, I can do that.
It's
I'm
not.
Talented.
It's not my mouth. Trust me.
Delicious.
This podcast turns into one long gay joke.
Okay, Adam, are you done?
Definitely.
No.
Doing it all for the Nookie?
What do I have to do everything for him, or do I just have to talk to him for the first
everything.
Time?
Oh, you're seriously? What
you
are
you
doing?
For the Nookie, and then you take that cookie and sell it to him. Yeah, you sell it to him. Yeah.
No, don't eat the oranges. Drop the oranges.
Next? What are the game we're supposed to talk about? Eric.
Oh. Eric forgot he was there.
I got Little Big Planet.
Lego, my name's Eric.
It's Little Big Planet. I didn't like it at first, I must admit, because I thought it was just kind of like Sony's version of Animal Crossing with Mario crossed into it. I think it was just when I was first introduced to it. My brother-in-law, he was just very, very adamant about playing it and making it the greatest experience ever, but it was just wasn't that great. But the more you get to know it, and the more you get to see what everything is inside of it, it becomes it's less, I think, more of less of a platform and more of like a really powerful developer's tool for people who want to kind of create their own video games. It's the amount of stuff that you can do in it, and I've seen all the oh boy, the shocker,
God,
oh man, the more you can really. The more you play it, the more you really feel you can do it, and just the more you can see. It's really awesome. I've played anywhere from like Mirror's Edge, Little Big Mirror's Edge, Little Big BioShock. You know,
played the Mirror's Edge.
It's amazing what you can really do. And some of the levels that people create for it, obviously, are really retarded. And we were talking about, I guess, next would be like moderation of Little Big Planet. I don't know if it's gonna go that far. Because it just comes down to a fact of when do parents...
Well, you know they are moderating it, right?
Are they? I haven't really come...
Yeah,
I haven't
no,
seen
big
too
time.
Much stuff.
Big time. Like, a bunch of people are complaining about the moderation. Like, just because they're doing it so much, you know, like anything that has even a trace of like an existing IP is like instantly gone.
I think it's stupid for them to moderate the levels that have that are based on Sony games. It's retarded. It's on a Sony.
Yeah,
system.
Especially that, because I mean, yeah, right.
Is but it moderated like God of War levels and Shadow of the Colossus?
They moderated
like
a PS3 level.
Are you serious?
Which is
odd. Really?
Isn't Little Big Planet an in-house Sony game?
Yeah.
Yeah. And they still moderate the Sony levels.
That doesn't even make any sense.
And I mean, Media or what is it? Media Molecule or Molecule Media? I don't know. Whatever the company's name is, they were talking about, you know, like this kind of stuff before the game came out. Like somebody had asked them, you know, it's inevitable that people are going to make these kind of levels. What are you going to do? And they didn't really give like a clear answer.
And the real answer is, don't let them make anything.
Yeah, but it's just ridiculous because I mean that's what the game is about, making stuff. So you know, if you want to like create a level with homage to, you know, Mario, why not? I mean, you know, you're not like stealing anything.
That's Sony said they're taking a risk on, and that's why Xbox with their version of Little Big Planet isn't going
to
have that powerful developers tools for
it
because they didn't
want
those kinds of copyright infringements for it. But that's, I mean, that's kind of what you get, though. I mean, that's
I think I read
stuff
something
been on
Kotaku
PC
though,
for
that
a long
gonna,
time,
like,
and people mod things, people change
holy
things with the
crap.
Sims. I mean, it's something that it's been dealt with in the PC community at least, and it's not even that big of a deal. But I guess it's because the consoles are kind of unchanging, and you can't really modify a lot of it, and they really want to keep it that way because they have a very big stranglehold on something.
Eric,
like that.
Eric, I have to interrupt you. Can you start over because there was like a second there where nobody could hear anybody.
I mean, the PC community has been doing this for a long time. You have, like, The Sims. You have, how many mods do you have for Half-Life? How many mods do you have for all this stuff? I mean,
that's open source, though.
Pardon me?
The Half-Life is open source, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, this stuff, but you give people these kind of tools.
Yeah,
I mean, why
you tell
why
them that it's okay, this, you know, here's a game for, basically, a game for you guys to make games. And then we're going to be like, hey, no, we're going to take that away from you. That's dumb.
Pretty much. It almost seems kind of asinine and counter just for exactly what they want to do.
You guys
want to
make stuff like
you guys
only in Banjo-Kazoo. That's all you can do.
You wouldn't steal a car. Why would you steal intellectual property?
You wouldn't steal a helmet. You wouldn't steal a policeman's helmet.
You wouldn't
shoot
poop
police
in that helmet.
No, certainly not.
What's that from?
You wouldn't give it to his estranged widow and then steal it again.
From the IT crowd?
Yeah.
Oh, you watch the IT crowd?
I've seen the video.
Oh.
It's a funny show. Trust me.
Okay, so Eric, why don't you continue on with Eternal Sonata?
Oh, sure. Eternal Sonata, it's a game that, it's an RPG developed by Bandai Namco. I think it's the same team that did Tales as well, but
I think so too.
Tales team. Because everything about it feels very similar to Tales, but it's the battle system is an interesting take on the turn-based battle system.
Yes, I like the battle system.
It's absolutely great. I feel that if Final Fantasy doesn't stick with Final Fantasy XII's battle system, something like this would be very appropriate to go towards because you can really build off.
Well, I haven't played any of the Tales, the new ones lately that have that that free motion, same type of thing, the full 3D, kind of like Star Ocean. If anyone's ever played Star Ocean, you run around just, it's like part action RPG. Once you get into the fight.
Really
those ones have less of a turn-based aspect to it, though. This one here, you attack, you have a time bar that lets you see how long you can attack, how long you can string things together, and then it goes to the next person, whereas something like Star Ocean or the new Tales games are just constantly going. You control one character, you're battling, you're blocking, you're doing all that stuff. And although I'm not a big fan of turn-based stuff a lot anymore, the battle system with this one kept it interesting enough where you had to pay attention. You couldn't just swing and go and just blow something up and just beat the crap out of it. This one, it's even with the enemies and you're over-leveled, in some areas you still have to pay attention. You still, it grabs your attention for a long time. That having been said, the downfall, I think, of this game would probably be the at least with the battle system, is the blocking is, it's not difficult, but it feels frustrating because it doesn't, it seems like the window to block something is significantly shorter, or some the attacks feel a lot longer. The counterattacking doesn't feel as complete. You don't have a lot of control over it, it's not every time that you get to counterattack, so when you get to do it, you don't anticipate it. It gives you a different sound, but most of the time, by the time that sound is initiated, the window has already closed to press the button.
Yeah, I'll explain to people. Basically, right before, you have like a split second to decide if you want to block an attack or a counterattack. And you don't, the way the party system works is your party gains levels as a whole. So at like level one, have infinite time.
So is it? Do you get individual levels?
Yeah, you get individual
levels,
and then you get
level.
Party level, which changes the way the battle system works. Basically, you start off with you have infinite time to decide your tactical time, they call it, decide what action you're going to take, and then you have like 5 seconds to initiate. So it starts from the moment you start moving your character. So let's say you have to run to the enemy, and then the moment you take your first step is when the seconds start counting down. Now, as you level up the party levels, you get different actions. You get like 2 special attacks you can add on, or you can do counterattacks at one point. And basically you have like a split second to decide if you can counterattack or block. And it's dumb because they make a sound, but it sounds like delayed.
And what's even weirder too with that is that you have less and less time to decide what you want to do in something, but it gives you different options later on too for stringing together more powerful counterattacks or more powerful, what I call echoes. And those echoes increase the power of your attacks, and that's a lot. If you don't take advantage of that, bosses will be a lot more difficult. You can't heal as well because spells are amplified by your echoes and how many hits and chains that you get. If you don't learn how to chain those together.
Everything about the game is music related. All the characters' names are based off of some form of or a name of something to do with music.
No, it's not 360.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. Frédéric Chopin is the main, I guess you wouldn't call him the main character, but what the game's kind of based upon. He's on his deathbed, and they say that you have the most beautiful dreams right before you're about to die. And this world, and this is where I got really confused about this. I'm not going to spoil a whole lot. But it goes along with this journey of Chopin trying to discover if he's kind of in a dream state or not, and there are other characters with it that are trying to solve the problems of their world. And Frédéric seems very disconnected with this whole world the entire time, and by the time the end comes around, I just gave a big WTF, and I mean, my wife and I looked at each other just trying
I'm sorry,
in some way
who?
To understand
who?
What happened at the end.
Yeah, the game
of this
just takes a complete
I mean, it's worse than, it's almost as bad as 7.
Like, what? The game, like, you work all the way up to this like final moment, and all of a sudden the game just turns 180 degrees and just.
Laura, why do you know this stuff?
What?
Why do you know this stuff?
Because I'm a guy.
I thought you were. What? Because you're a guy.
Wow.
What do you mean? Why do I know what?
Shocker.
What are you talking about?
Oh god.
What? Wow, that's even better.
Where the hell is that from?
That's
two where they're born, one where
Eternal
there's corn.
Sonata, I just want to. I finally figured out what game you're talking about. that game has the worst art style I've ever seen in a game.
Yeah? You didn't like it, really?
It's like generic anime, but everyone looks like a kid. I hate it.
I didn't mind it.
They wear stupid hats.
Oh,
and I don't. Is that supposed to be real world? Chopin, right?
Yeah.
Like,
I'm not sure. I don't
remember him
like.
Being an anime teenager.
No, he's supposedly old, but you know, anime makes everybody look.
Yeah, he's like 30 or something.
He's like 35. Every anime character looks like they're 17.
Exactly. It's stupid. I hate it.
Unless you have gray hair.
I hate the game exactly for that reason. I don't even care. It could be the greatest game ever, and I wouldn't play it because it looks stupid.
Eric,
You know, if that's the only reason why you're not going to play it, man, I tell you, you're actually missing it. It's not too bad.
No, the other reason
like
I'm not going to play it.
80% of the game is really, really, really good. And then you get to maybe like the last 20% of the game, and you're just
what?
Like, what the hell
the last
is going 20%? On?
How about just
game?
Like, have you the last thing you do? is basically when everything just goes
have
to shit.
Have you ever listened... Eric, have you ever listened to any of these other podcasts?
Not all of them. I've listened to the first one.
Well, then you should know I hate
JRPGs.
Every RPG ever created.
No, not...
Oh, okay.
Only
well,
JRPGs.
That's fine, you know.
Like Oblivion.
We can move
great.
On to, you know, other games and
Eric,
move on.
I have a question.
On.
The PS1
Thanks,
version,
okay.
you have, you guys can change, like, costumes or whatever?
Oh, it is mm-hmm. PS3, see?
No, it came out for 360
it's on,
first.
It's on 360.
That's how I played. I played for 360. Then it came out recently for the PS3.
Well, Nick was saying it's for the 360, and I know that Eric doesn't have a 360.
Oh.
So.
Well,
yep,
me and
I got a PS3 recently, so.
Yeah, but like, well, can you do any costume changes on that? Or because I heard they added some new features to it.
You know, the features that they added is about as exciting as a bag of rice.
I'm Puerto Rican.
I mean,
bag
you
of
got
rice
a new
is
dungeon.
Bad exciting.
Yay! I guess it's kind of hard to get to the dungeon, and then you got the costumes, which. We found one of them, and it's green. It's like an Irish costume
Ew.
For polka. I don't know.
Really?
What
okay.
the hell was that?
That was terrible. No, because like the whole entire game, like I hated the fact that you know you get different weapons and everything, and all the weapons are the same, no matter what they. Like
yeah.
nothing's ever different. Nothing changes. Like all the equipment you get is nothing matters. I was kind of upset because I like when you know get different swords and they all look different like cool and stuff like that. They like some of them sounded cool, and like I'm like mm-hmm. waiting to see what they look like and notice.
Oh,
guys, I'll be right back. Something came up with my bladder.
I'm sure it wasn't your bladder that caused it to come up.
In that regard, for Eternal Sonata, the fact that they didn't show any weapon changes or... I can understand armor changes because it's hard to do a palette swap like that a lot and showing different things on different people on their body, and that's left for something more like Oblivion or Fallout 3, but, I mean, even since, like, Final Fantasy 2 on the Super Nintendo, I can remember people getting
yeah,
different weapons
saw them.
And it showing
yeah, like,
different
and, like,
things.
I remember I downloaded a Secret of Mana for the Super Nintendo, and, like... You upgrade your weapons and they drastically change some of them. Like, even little sprites for...
Mm-hmm.
It's stupid why you wouldn't do that on a full... Like a, I feel like it's, like, lazy of them.
It feels almost... It feels backwards in a sense that, you know, you come so far in these RPGs and it shows all this stuff. I mean, even Tales of Symphonia for the GameCube, it showed different people's weapons and shows those things change. I mean, there's just all sorts of examples that you have
that
things
yeah,
change.
It makes no
things
sense
different
why you wouldn't...
On the person.
Yeah, it makes no sense why you wouldn't...
Oh, and I, for the next thing on here, I wanted to mention the PS3 chat functionality because something that I was surprised Laura didn't know about it was you can...
Holy crap.
If you get the PS3i or if you get a Bluetooth headpiece, you can chat with each other, kind of like we're doing right now on Skyping, but it's between PS3 owners. And it's got a really nice... The webcam that you can get,
yeah.
the iTunes, it's... A really nice quality. It's 640 by 480 max resolution with 30 frames per second, depending on your mm-hmm. internet connection. And it's
pretty
it's
good.
Solid quality. I mean, you can we talk to people across the world. A friend of ours is in Germany on the Air Force base there, and it's near crystal clear quality.
Oh, yeah.
So you're getting some really nice just capability out of that PS3. And I just wanted to let people know that if they have it or if that's something that they wanted to do, you know,
well,
you
like,
have that kind of option.
I have a question. Like, do you have to? Because, like, on the 360, you can just, like, really chat with anyone. Like, right at, like, you open, you hit the middle button, blade pops out, and you start chatting with any of your friends. That's, like, that's not the case with the PS3. You have to, like...
No, you have to open up a dedicated chat with people who are only
okay.
your friends, and it's only people on the PSN
okay,
network.
And can you do it while you're playing something?
You know, you can't. That's something I was
yeah,
really
okay.
surprised about. You have to use the in-game chat.
Okay. Yeah, that's the thing I don't like. Like, you, like
mm-hmm.
some of the things they should, like, I start patching through that you can actually do while in a game. Because it's
mm-hmm.
it's dumb. Like, I can't listen to my own music. Like, I was trying to play Call of Duty 4 to my own special soundtrack, to my kick-ass soundtrack, and
yeah.
You can't do it. It says the game doesn't allow. I'm like, what? Why not? And, like, yeah. And you
really?
Can't play music also. Like, there's a... One of the games I bought from the PlayStation Network, Super Stardust HD, which is kind of like the Geometry Wars, but, like, cooler.
Uh-huh.
It allows you to play music, but you have to put it on the hard drive. Like, I can't have it coming from my computer like I have it on the network. So I had to Yeah, I had to copy everything. You know, I have an 80 gig hard drive, so it's not a big deal. So I copied everything over and I started playing it there. But like, I figured, you know, because I had it on a hard drive, I could be able to play it on, like, when I play Call of Duty. And it's like, no way. I was like, this is stupid. Why would you, like, you added all these new features. Like, you can, like, finally you can actually access your cross menu bar while in a game. And you can't do anything with it, basically. Like, you can check your friends, send messages, about that's about it.
Oh, cool.
Were you not able to access the menu bar from the PS3 before for some of these updates?
No, you couldn't.
No.
They added that.
Wow, because that seems like it should have been the first thing that they should have done from a long time ago.
And they actually made it better, because before it was really slow. And, like, it would, like, take for, like, at least, like, 5 seconds for it to show up. 3 or 4 seconds. It was terrible.
Adam.
I think they added it when they added trophy support.
Are you done?
Not done yet.
Tom, no. What is taking you so long?
I don't know.
Are we talking about Mario Kart Wii this game too? I mean, have we not talked about that yet?
Oh.
I think Ryan wanted to say
about it. I played it at Walmart this morning. While Matt was buying Animal Crossing. No, that's not it. I did a wheelie and
did you have to fight off like 3-year-old little kids?
Actually, you fight off
those kids were
the ones that want to play.
They were playing Rock Band.
They were all playing Rock Band. Yeah, there were 3 little Mexican kids beating on the Rock Band drums.
Completely broken, those drums.
Yeah, they were taped together with like scotch tape. And yeah, that the band, the Rock Band drums were almost as broken as that Mexican family.
Ouch.
And that's all I wanted to say about Mario Kart Wii.
No, like, last time I went to, when I actually went to buy my PS3 back in June, I was hanging around Best Buy, and, like, I saw, like, this guy just come walk by the Mario Kart Wii thing and just starts picking it up, and he's just playing it, and for, like, the next, like, 10 minutes, he just wouldn't stop playing it. I was like, wow, this guy's really into it, this thing. He's, like, moving along.
That's amazing. Like, 10 straight minutes of playing a video game. Holy crap.
What? No, I'm just...
I usually only play video games in 3-minute...
I mean, no, it's an older guy. Like, you don't expect, you know, old people to do that. But
I know.
Oh, hey.
He was getting a diabetes
shot. Speaking of, casual audience, we got my mom a Wii and Wii Fit for her birthday.
Oh, you're trying to tell her
awesome.
She's...
Yeah.
She loves it.
What a jerk.
Why don't you just tell her she's beautiful?
That's exactly what one of my friends said.
My mom wants my Wii now.
Hey...
Yeah.
What an incesty faggot.
Hey, at least I'm getting some.
I got my mom an Abdur.
My mom won't even touch me.
I don't like where this podcast is going.
Oh, it's terrible.
I listened to a podcast very similar to this.
Anyway, no, like, my mom's like...
But it doesn't have video
games. Like, I told her how I won my other Wii from the... She's like, oh, so what are you going to do with your other one? I was like, well... keeping it, I'm selling this one. She's like, okay. I was like, why? She's like, oh, I was wondering if you're gonna, you know, give me the other way. I was like, why the hell would you want it? She's like, I like it. It was fun, because I brought it downstairs, like, one of the first times when I first got it.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, this is actually kind of fun. So I was thinking of giving it to her for...
What do you guys think? My mom, like, wants to, for Christmas this year, she wanted to buy, like... my brothers and my sister, like, a console. Mm-hmm. What do you think she should get them, a Wii or a 360?
Get them a 360.
How old are they?
Get them a 360.
I have a 4-year-old brother.
That changes things.
How old is Alan? 14? 14 or?
Definitely need to get her a PS3 then.
Somebody got dropped.
Yeah. Eric. Yep, it was Eric. Good.
Yeah, it was Eric.
But then I have a 17-year-old sister, but she would like to play Wii. She likes Mario and stuff.
Eric left.
Oh.
Yeah.
Without even saying goodbye.
That's what I said.
Bitch.
Pay attention.
We'll speak louder.
So, I don't know.
I don't like speaking louder.
Because she asked me what I think. I think that she should get them... I don't know. I really don't know. My brother really wants a 360.
Your brother's 4.
No, my 15-year-old brother. Or I don't even know how old my own brother is. Okay?
Wow, man. That's a lot of balls you've been drinking.
He's a halvesy, though.
uh, But he wants a 360, but
I would tell him to get a 360.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, your little brother will love the avatars.
Yeah, I'm sure he'd have tons of fun playing a game where you do nothing. That's not even a game.
Or how about that one for 100 versus 100, where you actually split?
Is there a game where you play Deal or No Deal with Howie Mandel? Because my little brother just loves Howie Mandel.
Wow, he's like probably the only person.
Big Howie Mandel fan.
I hated Howie Mandel. I he wasn't even Howie good Mandel in Bobby's That's Howie how much I hated him.
Don't you know?
That germaphobe.
More like a germaphobe. We got him. Howie Mandel's going to tune into this podcast, and he's going to be loving it up until this point.
He's going to be devastated.
He's going to be like, wow, this is the greatest podcast I've ever heard.
These seem like
all
such
of a sudden,
cool guys.
Ouch.
I respect them so much. If they didn't like me, I don't know what I'd do. I'd quit Deal or No Deal. End of podcast. End.
Quiet. Okay. There are fires in California. Equal silent. Matt.
Okay, so I took a drive down to Walmart this morning. And to buy Animal Crossing.
And to hang out with the Mexican kids who play drums.
Hang out with some Mexican kids. But there are fires in California pretty near to my house, my grandma's house. And,
you live with your grandma?
Half the time.
Not. I live here during the weekdays.
That's true. I just watched Grandma's Boy.
Yeah, my
awesome.
Life,
movie is,
my life
awesome.
Is a lot
it's
like that
awesome
movie.
Awesome movie. Very highly recommend.
So much
I didn't know
I did the opposite of that.
I didn't know everyone here was a gigantic stoner, because that's the only way you think that movie is great.
Yeah, I hate everything about that movie.
Awesome.
So how much do clothes cost in The Matrix?
Yeah. How can you see me?
Anyway.
Movies.
There's a... It is raining ash, because there's fires. There's big fires in California, and it's raining ash, like...
Catch them.
Because the fires are... I mean, they're near, but they're not that close.
Disneyland hasn't burned down, has it?
No, but they are pretty... I live pretty near Disneyland, and the fires are within 15 miles
Disneyland would never burn down.
So
as long as Disneyland doesn't burn down, that's all it's
Disneyland could burn down.
Walt Disney's kept trying
to
be there.
What is the... Matt, what is the governor doing about these
He
fires?
Declared a state of emergency, actually.
Yeah, he's not Superman,
really?
You know.
It's like that PS2 game, State of Emergency, like some Mexican guy will go and shoot at a mall or
he's
something.
He's the governor.
You know, we here in California take a lot of offense to that. We love our governor.
Yeah.
And we'd appreciate if you didn't make references to his movies.
I don't
governor,
know
oh, yeah, I'm
governor,
sorry.
Governor.
If you guys know about California, but in California we say a prayer... Prayer to Arnold every morning.
Every morning we say the Dear Arnold prayer, and we salute the flag. And they replaced the bear on the California flag with a bear with Arnold Schwarzenegger's face.
And also the background.
Yeah,
it's
a
big
bear and a shark high-fiving.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I heard...
awesome!
I heard that people who upgraded their World at Warcraft to the new one got a screen showing that. the high-fiving... Bear and Sark. No,
like
a screen, like saying, like, you know, after you finish updating, that pops up. Like, thanks for updating.
Oh, nice.
Oh, Adam, did you get the new World of Warcraft expansion?
Oh, hell yeah.
I know you.
And by hell yeah, I mean, no.
Wait, I'm confused. Are you excited for World of Warcraft?
No,
okay.
World of Warcraft is the most awful invention ever in the world by man or by animal. Because
it's
it
awesome.
Sucks people's souls out and never gives them back.
EverQuest does the same thing, except for that stops people from eating.
So did Shang Tsung, but everybody loved him.
Wait, who?
Shang Tsung.
Oh.
Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, I hated him.
From Mortal Kombat.
I thought he had the gaze
of no, but World of Warcraft can go jump off a very tall cliff and die.
World of Mortal Kombat?
World of Mortal Kombat. That would be
interesting. No, Wordle Kombat. I don't know.
War Turtle.
Oh,
War Turtle.
War Turtle.
The movie.
War Turtle.
War Turtle.
War Squirtle.
I think we've run out of things to talk.
What's your favorite Pokemon?
Adam.
You too.
Adam.
Yes, Laura.
Weren't you going to show us some kind of thing on your phone?
Yeah.
Can I talk about my favorite Pokemon?
Next.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go over our favorite Pokemons, and then I'll show you guys.
Oh my God, Adam!
I like Ditto because he can be anything you want him to be. You're a faggot. 2.0. I love Ditto. If Ditto wants to look like an alarm clock, he can. If he wants to look like a hot, sexy lady, he will. For me, I love him.
Ditto is not a he. Ditto doesn't have a gender. It's one of the ones.
It is, but it has a
non-gender specific. You can breed it with anything. It can be gay. It can be lesbian. It can be straight. It can be bi. It can be anything.
Making it the best Pokemon ever.
Just like you, Adam.
Okay. Wow. My favorite Pokemon.
Laura made the funny.
Nice, Laura. Nice. Thank you. Yes, she did. Good contribution. Okay. So
I like the. What's the Pokemon with blackface?
Oh, Mr.
Jinx.
I like Jinx.
I like Jinx because he's offensive.
Because it has blackface on.
Lucario.
Okay, so... Lucario is kind of... Anyway.
No, not
at
all.
The iPhone app I'm going to talk about is called Smule Ocarina.
Smule?
It is for iPhone and or iTouch. It was 99 cents. I think they were going to crank up the price, so I don't know how much it is still. It may still be 99 cents, but it is most definitely the best 99 cents I have ever spent in my life. This is the only app that I've actually bought. Like, all the other ones are free. Mm-hmm. And I have not jailbroken my phone, by the way, so, you know, I did actually go and buy this.
Wait, if you jailbreak your phone, can you still use it? What's the deal? Isn't it, like, illegal?
Yeah, I think so. I think you just get it for free. Like, I'm sure there's a place where you can download, like, apps. I don't know. But anyway, basically what it is a ocarina. So what you do, you blow into the mic, and it's got four little buttons on the screen, and depending on which buttons you press, you can like do one or all four, like a combination of whatever. And so basically you play different notes. So tell me if you guys can hear this.
Yes, I hear that.
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay, so that's just me blowing into the mic, and, like, you can change the notes, so you know, like... Whoops. Well, let's play a song. Think of a Zelda song you guys like.
The Lullaby. Zelda's right. Lullaby.
Baby, one more time.
Okay, I'll do Bolero Fire first. All right.
Stairway to Heaven.
Requiem for a Spirit.
Zelda's Lullaby, somebody said. Hold on. Whoops, that's the song. Or the...
If you play it correctly, it should make the successful noise.
It should complete the song.
And I love that noise.
Yeah, that's so dude, awesome. That'd be awesome.
Can you do the Whoops. Nocturne of Shadow next?
That's so cool.
I have made one iPhone
that's
now.
That's so awesome.
Requiem of the Spirit, maybe?
What else? How does that go?
That's so cool.
I'm trying to remember.
I forget how that one goes.
What is that one?
Oh, can you play from Majora's Mask? What's it called?
The Song of Healing?
Yeah, the Song of Healing. That's it, right?
Yeah, it's the Song of Healing.
Oh, that's amazing.
Do the Song of Storms.
Song of Storms is good.
Wait.
Awesome.
That's so cool.
Do it.
Do a Pona
song. Song of Storms.
Did you do a Pona song?
I like this one.
The Windfish? Oh God. I can't do that yet. That's a hard one.
We need to make a Windwicker app that you point in different directions.
Windfish Ballad.
With the Song of Storms. How does that go?
I don't know.
Somewhere a windmill.
And the cool thing is you can change the root of the note. So basically, like you can play all the whole notes, like 12 notes, like a whole octave, that's sharps and flats. So you can play a whole octave, 8 whole notes, and then most of the half notes.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can change the root of the ocarina. So like right now it's on C.
Can you make
C5,
it sound like a banjo?
Maybe. No, you cannot. So like it goes from I think C4, and then you can change it all the way up to B5.
Hit.
I'm sorry.
That's so cool.
Music class right now.
You sound like Battleship.
Yeah. And then it's got.
I want to see somebody
really
on stage playing that.
I'm not really sure what these are, but I guess it's different ways to play the ocarina. They've got like Ionian, Dorian,
Helion.
I don't know how to pronounce this.
I don't have a slingshot.
Yeah, okay. And then, okay, so like the one that I'm using right now is Zeldarian, which
those
is
are,
kind of cool.
Those are scales.
No, because it lets you play like songs that you wouldn't be able to play with a normal ocarina. Like with a normal ocarina, I don't know, with the ocarina I have, it's got four
songs
buttons on
the
front and one on the back. And so you can only get, like, from C to D, like, an octave. Okay, so you can get an octave plus one note, basically. And so, like, with this, you're able to get that extra note because it only has four buttons rather than five. And then another really cool thing is that it's got this feature where you can go into, like, a globe view. And what it does is it shows you the globe. It's kind of like the Wii's weather thingy, or there's something else that uses it, but anyways, it shows you a globe and you can like spin it around, and it shows all the people in the world who are currently using this application.
Whoa.
Like live, so like it's got a bunch of little green dots all around the world, and right now I'm listening to some guy in Hawaii playing his song
live.
That's so awesome.
I think it's live.
Can you just listen in on anybody?
He's retarded.
Looks like in Washington.
He's not very good.
Wait,
so you can just tune into anybody? So you can just tune into anybody playing?
No, it asks you. Like, when you enter the application, it asks you if you want to share your location and share your songs. So you can either say yes or no.
Oh, it's just...
Wow.
Patriot. Can you play a Pona song, Adam?
I can.
Okay, that's all I wanted to know. You don't have to play it.
No, I'm going to play it.
Yeah, I just want to know if you can.
Wait. Oh, yeah.
And somewhere, a horse is galloping towards Adam.
Did you hear it? Oh, here's a good one. I might mess up a few times, but... Whoop.
Horses just went crazy everywhere.
Praying mantis.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
No, it really is. This is literally like the best 99 cents I've ever spent in my life, because I just... Like, if I'm bored, I just pick up my iPhone and start playing it, and, like, I find myself, like, an hour later, I'm like, oh, God, I've been playing this for an hour, and it's awesome. Because, I mean, like, I have an ocarina, and so, like, I know all the notes for it, so I can pretty much play anything I want, but it's just, like, you know, it gives me much more options than a normal ocarina, since you can change, like, the root.
That's so
and
neat.
Change, like, the scales that you play.
That's awesome,
yeah,
Adam.
Yeah, so... Go buy that application
to
support these guys.
First.
Yeah, we don't have an iPhone.
When I get my iPhone, I'm buying it first thing.
Can you get those apps
thing.
For the iPod Touch?
Yep.
I think
yeah,
so.
Oh, man. That's so awesome.
Yeah, definitely. All
right, let's move on.
Move over lightsaber app.
There's a lightsaber
yeah,
app?
Yeah, totally. No, that was the the lightsaber app was the first one I got. You know, now you can make your own character in the lightsaber
well,
app.
Well, it got officially bought by... LucasArts.
By the Star Wars. Yeah. By the Force Unleashed.
Wait, so what
guys.
Does it do?
So, this is... Oh.
It just
okay.
responds
well,
to you moving it.
Yeah, so basically what it does is, like, you pull it up and...
You have to whip it out.
It shows, like, a little lightsaber on screen, and as you move the iPhone, it makes different sounds. So you hear that?
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Do you feel like
yeah.
the gain is slowly taking
so you can duel and stuff.
Over you when you're playing that?
Wow.
Laura, you have to go?
Yeah, I told you I had to go.
Boo!
I have to go write a paper, too. Oh my god, paper? Me and Dale have to go write papers.
For what?
So that's what they call it these days.
Wait, Laura, you're not in school, are you?
That's what those kids are calling.
No, you don't.
No.
No.
I have to go help with something. Dinner. I have to go help with dinner.
No, you don't.
Oh, I do. I do really.
I thought you seriously had to write a paper, and I was so confused.
Yeah, I'm just gonna go write on a paper.
That was a lie. That was a huge lie.
Okay, so what were we talking about? Laura, we're almost done. We've only got two topics left.
Okay. Exactly.
What are the two topics we have left?
Could.
I'm not even doing anything anyways, you guys. Go ahead. I just laugh. You can add my laughter in later on.
No, we can't. We can't. We don't have the technology to do it.
You can. Oh
my god,
picture.
That's horrible.
Oh god. All right, so movies.
That's a horrible picture.
Let's talk about Wall-E.
Oh, I saw it online. It's awesome.
What, the 18th?
Movie.
Is that right?
No, I like.
Yeah. And Blu-ray. You should get it because it's an awesome movie, and Blu-ray will make it even prettier and sound better, and it'll be awesome.
I wish I had
awesomer.
A Blu-ray player.
Yeah.
I just bought Hellboy 2 Special Edition.
I heard it looks awesome in Blu-ray.
How was Hellboy 2?
Awesome.
Personally, my favorite movie of the year, Hellboy 2.
Wow. I hated the first one. Did you like the first one?
I love the first one.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was awful. Like, that's one of the worst movies that I've
ever seen. Hellboy 2 is just like that. Why grenades have been tossed at me? Wow. Four grenades have been tossed at me back to back to back. Oh, five.
If you didn't like Hellboy 1, you're not going to like Hellboy 2.
If you like the cantina scene in Star Wars, you might really enjoy portions of Hellboy 2, though, because the monsters are incredible.
Well, actually, if you like the hands
Has anybody seen anybody seen Quantum of Solace?
Yes.
I'm going to go see it today.
Amazing.
My grandma.
I saw
how many stars out of 10?
25.
25.
Wait, I've heard it's very disappointing.
Wow. 25 from both you guys. That's must be pretty good then.
You want to know something better than Quantum Solace? I caught a praying mantis in Animal Crossing.
Wait, in the ocean?
That's awesome.
And there seems to be a oddish or something in the
That's
Animal
what it
Crossing.
Looks like.
Or what's
an oddish?
What's the most evolved form of an oddish?
Vileplume.
Yeah.
Radish.
Vileplume.
No, Vileplume isn't the biggest, is it?
Yeah. It's
Oh, radish.
I mean,
Blossom.
Sorry.
Blossom.
Radish. It looks like a Blossom.
Vileplume
is the other one.
Yeah, Vileplume's the ugly one.
Blossom is like the alternate to Vileplume.
So back to Quantum of Solace.
Okay, so anyways.
Badass.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So, Kung Fu Panda.
No thanks.
No.
Did you guys see that?
I thought it was
Kung Fu Panda.
I liked it.
Really? You didn't like it?
Because dung is a synonym for poop.
It looks like.
Yeah, I thought it was funny. Tropic Thunder.
No, thank
awesome.
You.
Awesome movie.
Hated it.
It was okay. It was good
awesome.
For a couple cheap laughs.
Awesome.
That was about
awesome.
It.
Yeah, there were only a few good laughs in that movie. That movie, why was Jack Black's character even needed? He
was
the
worst
part of
that
movie.
Yeah, he
was,
but he was funny
when
he's trapped to the tree.
I don't care.
When
that movie made me laugh.
I was so
very
When
hard.
Is Pineapple Express coming out on
Yeah, there's a movie for
Pineapple
Express.
Nah, Pineapple Express
is terrible. I never
saw
that.
It's a complete stoner
movie.
It's a complete stoner movie.
Yeah,
No,
it isn't.
I have never smoked
oh my God,
any marijuana
so,
in my life, and I love that movie.
It was funny the first time around, but if I ever had to see it again, I wouldn't laugh at all. Like, the jokes get old quick.
Oh, no,
it
man.
It's hilarious.
Oh, I love that movie. I guess it's...
Okay, last on our list.
Different
Thank
strokes.
God.
Canceled.
There is a
Finally.
God. There is a God.
Thank God.
I think 14 seasons of Mad TV.
Wait,
That's
how many
way
were there?
Too many.
That's almost as bad as the Holocaust.
14, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
I remember watching two of those seasons. And I
remember
it was
watching
on
one episode and wanting
year,
to kill myself.
Last year, whenever I came home from class... Like, it was on all
Reno
the time.
It's
good,
on.
Though.
Comedy Central only plays Mad TV.
Mad TV and Jeff Dunham. That's it. That's Comedy Central.
Okay. All right. So anything anybody else wants to talk about?
No. Adam, are you done? I want to talk about, are you done doing Tom Nook missions yet?
Tom Nook missions?
How many are there?
Like
you don't
like
have
a,
to do
I
that
like
many to go to the city.
I did like four.
Okay, well, I'll go talk to Booker. Booker T. Washington and see
hey,
if
Hey, the
my,
D-pad is a
my
shortcut to your items. I didn't know that.
Nice.
To your...
You know, plus and minus do the the items in the map,
All
right,
well, are we done with this
Oh,
podcast?
Yeah, yeah.
And Z, you hold Z to run.
Yes.
Are we done?
I just
or B.
That.
Or B.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, or B. Z or B.
Sorry.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes, yes, I think we're done.
Okay. Good okay. podcast, everyone.
All right. All right, everybody, another long, very long, wonderful podcast. Episode 6. If you'd like to visit us, come to our website, http://www.zttsocialboard.proboards54.com.
So it's very
all
easy
the time.
To remember.
I know you guys love it when I do that.
A lot of dots.
Right, it takes forever. A lot of dots, a lot of slashes, all those good
bye,
things.
Guys.
Okay.
A lot of TTPs.
Bye, everybody.
Anyway, yep. We
love
will
you.
Catch you all later.
Ew.
Bye.
See you, kids.
Stop doing that.
Bye-bye.